But boy, I think a TEDx talk would be fantastic.
No, I think that would be a lot of fun. I definitely think that would be fun. And I think really, I'm trying to think, because I was trying to think, like, what's next? Like, what the, I wrote a thing, a LinkedIn post about the Apple announcement, where I said, everyone's going to be talking all about, you know, this great new functionality of Apple Intelligence. Yeah. And I said, well, actually, if you think about it, let's essentially go two steps forward. And people right now get so annoyed with people that from the fubbing, the phone snubbing, because people are always kind of looking down at their phone.
Fubbing.
And now, yeah. If you, so it's called fubbing. So if you think about it, this technology, it's going to know everything about you from a personal life, from your work life, and even like the things that you don't actually share with people. It'll know everything that you browse about. So your phone, when it can start to talk, the ghost in the machine,
yeah.
And you have a challenge, you where you in the past you've talked to maybe a family or friend or maybe a therapist, it's going to know everything. It's going to talk to you. Say, okay, I want to talk about these emails I'm getting from so and so. What do you think about it? And so it's going to know you and how you feel about things, and it's going to become your most trusted confidant. The word fubbing was bad before. It's going to be, people are going to become so dependent on their Apple phone with this technology that is coming. It won't be there day one, but it's going to be like that in probably within a couple of years, that people are, you won't be able to rip, you know, out of people's hands. They'll be so dependent on it. And well, before they talk to anyone else, they'll run their thoughts through their phone first to kind of validate it. And talk to it. Well, what do you think about this? And then they can go ahead.
Well, it's like old school when you've got some kind of situation, professionally, personally, what have you, and you call a friend and you run it by them. It's like, what do you think? That now is going to be in your phone.
Yeah. You're going to be less dependent on friends for that type of input, because, you know, they're never going to have all the contacts. They're only going to get the contacts that you project. But, you know, it's one side. In theory, this thing, as long as it's sort of text, or, you know, maybe it's recorded video. I mean, who the hell knows what kind of information they'll have? They'll have a much bigger picture of the situation. And because, you know, soon they're going to be putting technology into the, they can put little cameras on these things and it'll be aware of what you're doing. So it's going to help you navigate the world as you're wearing your earbuds and all that other stuff. And so, that's what I'm thinking is right now. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. It's great. It's convenient. But I think I see the acceleration dependence on this technology. And again, the critical thinking, which is down. So my youngest son's about to go, you know, is going to be a senior next year. He's a computer science kid. And I don't want him to enroll in a computer science, like be a comp sci engineer. I said, you have to do liberal arts with a computer science major, but critical thinking is the most important skill. I want you to read books. I want you to understand history and as well as all this other stuff and understand. And so.
And then I know we need to go, but, and then as you were talking about, you know, cameras and the earbuds, naturally, I went to Neuralink and wait till that Neuralink then is connected to your phone. When you talk about your phone is going to know, it's one thing to know browser history or the most common people that you phone and you text and you interact with. But then think about having Neuralink attached to that device and what that can do.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be interesting. Like you'll be able, because how Neuralink, I think it just can kind of, you have to concentrate on something and it can do stuff. I don't know if it, I think if things up, down, left, right, push, or whatever that is. I don't think it can actually understand what you're dreaming. I don't think.
Right. Passive, like passive engagement versus direct focused engagement.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think. I think we build the technology that from our science fiction days, right? If you go back to science fiction and you kind of, you know, these are the kids that grew up with them. Like, I want to build that. And so, you know, all the stuff from Star Trek is going to get, I mean, apart from the bullshit, it's like all the, like the recorder where, you know, you can understand what people are saying. I mean, that's coming, the universal translator. I mean, we essentially have that now, right. You know, all this other stuff. So, I mean, we build the technology that of our imagination.
Okay. But so you talked about how you've given some counsel, some advice to your son. But I have two sons, and I remember when they were 16, 17, 18, dad can say a lot, but they don't necessarily go with it. How's that going with your son?
I think he resonates. No, I mean, I can't tell him, you know, I can't, there's a lot of things I can't tell him, but I told him, I think this is important. And because he knows how, like, the coding, like this AI can code.
Right.
I mean, he's not foolish about that. And I said, you know what? Just because it can code doesn't mean we don't need coders. Again, you need people like the human in the loop to drive the machine mm-hmm. to do the coding, and you need to learn to do that. And you're really advantageous because we'll pick a school that has professors that are using this technology.
Right.
So you want to be on this side driving these things. But I said, but you also need to, you know, do this other stuff as well. And so
I remember I know we're going to wrap up, but I remember when, especially my oldest son, he was, you know, after high school, what he was going to do, where he's going to go. And I remember talking to my dad about, you know, certain things and certain topics and conversations. And my dad would say, well, you know, X, Y, Z, you should do this. And I said, Dad, at 75, that makes a lot of sense, but you're trying to take a 75-year-old mindset and put that into an 18-year-old. It doesn't always work.
Yeah, no, that is 100% true. But I think if they can see the proof in the pudding, and they see that it is, if it resonates, then if it resonates with them, then they'll listen. If they just think that, you know, oh, Dad, you don't know.
You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, listen, happy Father's Day in advance. Hope you have a great Father's
Day. Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for your time. Again, that is the most precious asset. And it's always just, I really look forward to our conversation.
Likewise. This was fun.
Cool. Good. Well, will send you this link. You can do with it whatever you want. Okay. As you know, I'll do a couple shorts. Okay. I use AI to generate those shorts, which is kind of nice.
Oh, that's right. Is it Pictori.ai? Which one do you use or describe?
No, actually, within StreamYard, it'll pick up certain threads within the conversation, and it will actually create an AI-generated short based on a conversation topic.
Oh, wow. That is terrific. That's great.
I know. It's great. Now, again, back to your, you know, it's not 100%. Sometimes it's not what I would do, so I don't publish it, but others work out pretty good. So, well, good luck. And I'll send you an email with all the pertinent links and stuff like that. You can do with it what you want. I'm going to post on all the channels. I finally got it to where I'm actually on the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, so people can actually just do a normal podcast and listen to it, not necessarily watch it. So,
okay. Wow, that says cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'll download me.
Okay. Excellent. All right, Michael. We will talk to you later. Take care.
Later. Okay. Bye-bye.